I do want to go around baseball. We're going to start today with the American League East and just get an update on where things are. And as I said earlier, Joe Sheehan, the newsletter is fabulous, and we've had Joe on before. And Joe, want to talk a little American League East with you? I know ESPN loves that division. Should they be in love with it this year? Is it that good?
I think it's down a notch. I think the Rays, while still competitive, you can make the argument that this division might have the three best teams in baseball the way you could last year. The Orioles will be improved. The Jays will probably be down a notch. I think last year is where we'll look back and say that they peaked. But if you told me that the wild card was once again going to come out of the division, I think that's got to be the way you bet.
Yeah, probably, and it's more because I think the other divisions are down. Rather that this one is, you know, is that 96, 97 win, two or three teams with that many wins. I think the rest of the American League, and I'm really glad that we'll have you tomorrow as well to talk about the American League Central, because this American League will become interesting as we get later into the season, as we start looking at postseason. But let's start with the Yankees. I guess baseball always starts with the Yankees as far as the media is concerned and ESPN and their TV network. The Yankee rotation right now is somewhat in flux. Has it gotten straightened out at all during spring training with Sabathia, Hughes, Burnett, and then who?
I think you're going to see Freddie Garcia. Garcia's pitched reasonably well. He has the best recent track record of being a starter. He was, you know, a little bit below average last year. They're obviously not paying any of these guys. They brought in him, Cologne, Pryor. They took a look at Ivan Nova, who is probably going to be the five behind Garcia. You know, the guy I want people to remember is this kid named Manny Benuelos, so a left-hander. He's just 20 years old. He wasn't, when he came to camp, he wasn't supposed to be that guy, but he's pitched very well. And, you know, one of the things you look at is say, maybe with a young pitcher, you get him to the major leagues as quickly as possible. You don't abuse him in the majors, but, you know, pitchers can get broken at any time, so if the guy's effective now, why not call him up? So I think we might see him before the year is out. He'll start the year in the minors. He has barely pitched above A-ball, so he needs a little bit more experience, but a power left-hander, fantastic command for a kid that age. I think what you'll see with the Yankees is the guys who start the year in the four and five spots won't be the guys who finish the year in the four and five spots.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it, although this Ivan Nova is very confident. He says, I'm going to be there. And he was a Yankee. Then he got Rule 5 by the Padres, then back to the Yankees, and pitched yesterday against the Blue Jays, 3 innings, 5 hits, a couple of runs, and he says he's going to be on the team. But when we think Yankee baseball, we think of the great outfielders and the power of this team. And you look at Curtis Granderson, and maybe is A-Rod on the decline? Jeter may be on the decline, and the DH is Posada, so, and Nick Swisher's in the outfield. To me, this is the red flag. I think it's the beginning of some trouble for the Yankees.
Well, they made some decisions over the last few years. When they extended Posada, his contract's up at the end of this year. When they signed Rodriguez, that big deal. The commitment to Jeter over this last winter. They haven't been willing to let go of some of the players who contributed to the teams of the late 1990s. So you're going to see this team age. And I think that's one of the reasons they've tried to hold on to Jesus Montero, the great hitting prospect, because they know that they're going to need to integrate some youth into this team. Behind Montero, they have a number of catching prospects. They also have a kid, Brandon Laird, who was the MVP of the Eastern League last year, but isn't a great prospect. They're going to have to try to get younger, and it's hard to do, not just with the age of the team, but with the contract commitments. So Posada's a guy I think they'll be, you know, moving out at the end of the year. That's why somebody like Brett Gardner, you know, 26 years old, is actually pretty important to this team.
Yeah, well, those are the Yankees. All right, we all agree Yankees having a decent spring, no major issues, but the ball club may be declining just a little bit. How about the spring of the Boston Red Sox? And you look at the bullpen. They're loaded in the bullpen with Bobby Jenks now and Papelbon, and you've got Daniel Bard and Wheeler. They may not even go with a lefty with all those righties, but the starting rotation, and I just wonder if they can put away this division with Jonathan Lester, Beckett, Lackey, Clay Buchholz, and Matsuzaka. They weren't the greatest last year. Lester was fabulous, but everyone else kind of struggled a little bit. Buchholz kind of broke through. But is this the best team in the East from what you've seen this spring?
I do think they are the best team in the East. They were very good last year. They just had a ton of injuries. And you basically have a team that's going to – they replaced Beltre with Gonzalez. They brought in Crawford. But just getting Pedroia, Ellsbury, Euclid, these guys back and healthy is going to make a huge difference to their success. You mentioned the pitching staff. I think collectively they'll be about as good. I think you'll see Beckett and Lackey improve, and maybe Buchholz and Lester slip back a bit. Not that they'll be bad, but just they had very good years last year. Collectively, this rotation is still going to be very good. I love what they've done with the bullpen. If you look at that bullpen, it's a lot of interchangeable guys. If, you know, they don't want to go with Papelbon's closer, they can use Bard. They can quietly go to almost, I don't use the word committee, but not use a single guy as the closer because you've got so many good arms back there. Alfredo Aceves was a Yankee guy who was injured the last couple of years. He's actually shown up in their camp and been fantastic. He could be a key part of that bullpen. Nobody's really heard of him.
All right. Joe Sheehan is with us, as I say, the newsletter. Joe, where do people find you? I read the newsletter every single day, and it's this kind of information as you analyze all the teams as we go through the season. How do people get in touch with you?
You can get the information at joesheehan.com, and you can find out how to get the newsletter there. There's also a link to a blog that I run. I run a lot of college basketball there. Probably the best way to get updates is to use Twitter, @Joe_Sheehan. You can find out the latest of what I'm doing there and get far too much commentary on March Madness.
I've been following you, believe me. Seems like, well, I'm a Florida Gator, so I'm glad Billy Donovan's got him going. And I don't know, I'm kind of hoping maybe they make a little noise here. Any chance for the Gators?
Senior-laden team, you got to like the experience. Obviously, this was a disappointing class. I think this is the year they make the run. They're definitely a second-weekend team. Beyond that, who knows?
Okay. All right, back to the American League East as we do these previews and get you ready, fans, for what is ahead in baseball. And I know we have a lot of fantasy players that listen as well. Tampa Bay, and, of course, they've lost Carl Crawford. He's gone, and, you know, players are now dispersed over around the country, but they still have a fairly formidable team with Zobrist, Longoria, and Upton, and then it gets a little funny with Joyce and Brignac, the shortstop, even Dan Johnson, but they brought in two veterans, one Johnny Damon, one Manny Ramirez. So take me through the Tampa Bay team. Is Tampa Bay going to contend with Boston and the Yankees, or is this a Tampa Bay team, even with the great starting pitching, it's young and really effective, is this going to be a decent team?
I think they'll be decent. I think if you put them in a different division, if you put them really in any of the other five divisions, they'd be a wild card contender at the least, and they might contend for anything but the National League East. They're going to have to do it with run prevention this year. You know, you mentioned Brignac and Zobrist. You know, not so much Zobrist, but Sean Rodriguez, the combination of Brignac and Rodriguez was a fantastic defensive combination up the middle last year. If the Rays are going to win this year, they're going to do it with run prevention. They've got the starting rotation, even having traded Garza, Jeremy Hellickson steps in. They've lost a lot of relievers who were good for them, but they have all these power arms that you can assemble a good bullpen of. Jake McGee and Chris Archer, the kid they got for Garza, and J.P. Howell's healthy again, Joel Peralta. And then, you know, if you put the good defense on the field behind that pitching staff, you're trying to win games 3-2, 4-3. Remember the big step they took forward between 2007 and 2008 was because of the defense. It'll be that kind of team this year. The offense, they're going to struggle to score runs.
Well, let's look at the Orioles. And, I look at Derek Lee now, and you have J.J. Hardy in there, Mark Reynolds, Brian Roberts' back is acting up. But then it gets interesting. Vladimir Guerrero, Adam Jones, Nick Markakis, Matt Wieters. If they only had pitching, I mean, you could get excited about the Orioles. They may give some people some trouble here. They're not hopeless.
Well, another team where, because of the context, they're going to look worse than they actually are. This is probably one of the 13, 14 best teams in baseball. You say if they had pitching, but, you know, they're bringing along Brian Mattis stepped forward in the second half last year. They're bringing along Chris Tillman and this kid Zach Britton, who's really looked good in camp, probably be in the rotation by mid-season. Justin Dukeshire, if healthy, has always been effective. He's just had some hip problems that's bothered him a little bit this spring. The guys they brought in aren't that interesting. I mean, Hardy and Reynolds will be a huge improvement over what they were running out there. Derek Lee will help them. But the keys to this team are how to Nick Markakis, Matt Wieters, and Adam Jones, all of whom were disappointing last year, develop. There's a core here that can eventually win a championship, and that's the key for this year. Does Buck Showalter bring those guys forward?
Yeah, interesting. Boy, I think the American League East becomes interesting because it sounds, Joe, as he analyzes it, Boston clearly the best team. Yankees and Tampa Bay can still be annoying. They've got decent teams, obviously good pitching on Tampa Bay. Then the Orioles, all of a sudden, with Buck Showalter, you know, they've got some veterans there. And now, lastly, the Toronto Blue Jays. And you're talking about Jesse Litch being in there, Kyle Drabek, Ricky Romero, Brett Cecil, who I like a lot, and now Rajai Davis, one of my favorites, is there in the outfield, Scott Posednik. But, boy, they had people who had awful seasons last year. Where do you see Toronto in this American League East?
They're a good team. They're a little bit. I don't think they'll be as good as they were last year. They had the big year from Bautista. I think that guys like Ricky Romero were at the top of their range last year. They've got some bullpen depth. They brought in, they've just got four guys who've been closers at one time or another. It's a high risk bullpen with, pitchers like Dotel and Rosh, guys who give up fly balls. I'm curious to see how John Farrell runs it. This is Farrell's first time running a team. He comes from that Red Sox organization that, Marty, I think we both agree is one of the brighter, more forward-thinking organizations in the game. This will be Farrell's chance to take a team of his own. I want to see how he manages, how he innovates. He mentioned some of the disappointments last year. Travis Snyder, Adam Lind, these guys have to bounce back to give them an offense. They had terrible times getting runners on base last year, so despite all the power they hit for, they didn't score as many runs as you'd think. They get more runners on base, they'll have an offense to support that pitching staff.
All right, give me an over-under on home runs for Jose Bautista, who went from about 12 to 54. He did the Brady Anderson thing, but it looks like he did it normally.
And I think Brady Anderson hit like 24 the next year, so I'm gonna say 24 and a half for Bautista. That's
really
the number. Yeah, there's just not a lot of track record. There's a lot more guys who've gone from low to high and then dropped all the way back than have sustained that. Especially Bautista, who's basically a journeyman, and he's not young. He's 30 years old, so it just looks like your basic fluke season. Davey Johnson in 73, Roger Maris in 61. It's just one of those years that happens as opposed to a new level of performance.
All
right,
let's
not forget, Bautista hits 24 home runs. That's the second best year of his career by far.
We'll remember this one. All right, over under. Give me the amount of wins that it'll take to win the American League East. How many does it take?
96.
That's just exactly what I was thinking about.
The one catch I'll give you, Marty, remember last year the two teams didn't really care if they won or not? I think that we might see that again this year where the two of them have locked up a playoff spot and they only get to 93 because they're both locked up a playoff spot.
All right. Well, tomorrow's going to be interesting because the Central's got a lot of twists and turns in it. The Miguel Cabrera, substance abuse issues with the Tigers, and we've seen a lot of the White Sox down here. I kind of like them. And then, of course, Kansas City looks a little bit better. Minnesota, Justin Morneau, I don't know what he's going to do this year. And you have, even the Cleveland Indians are a little bit better. So, Joe, I appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow and talk a little American League Central. And then we're going to start figuring out this wild card, where it's going to come from and where the competition's going to be. So I appreciate it.
Sounds good, Marty. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. That is Joe Sheehan. Fans, check him out, joesheehan.com on the newsletter. And, of course, on Twitter, Joe_Sheehan.